of heavenly glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will not see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? Or the prophets, who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. On Ash Wednesday, as we were marked with a sign that we will return to dust, we were instructed to believe in the gospel as we repent. On the second Sunday of Lent every year, we encounter the figure of Abraham precisely to help us learn how to believe in the gospel, because he is our father in faith and shows us what faith really is. Shows us faith in being willing to leave Ur. And every Lent, if we're going to journey by faith, we have to leave our comfort zones. We have to be willing to travel. We have to be not just open, but moving to the areas that the Lord wants us. Even if we're in a good place, the Lord might be wanting to lead us to someplace better. So Abraham is put there before us as a 75-year-old card-carrying senior citizen. And if that old dog could learn new tricks, regardless of whatever age we are likewise supposed to have new wineskins. Second thing that Abraham shows us about faith is to believe in whatever God says, even when it seems by human logic absurd. When he looked up into the blue sky and counted the stars and saw that his descendants would be as numerous, even though he had never had one, that he would not merely be a dad or the father of a nation, but the father of many nations. Abraham likewise believed that, even though he had to wait 25 years for the fulfillment of that process. Third, we see that Abraham, in faith, was willing to sacrifice what was absolutely dearest to him, as he did when he led Isaac up Mount Moriah. So for us, we need to believe in all God's promises, especially the promises of what will happen when we repent and believe, and the promises that he gives us about that eternal promised land to which he is guiding us through faith. And similarly, we need to be willing to sacrifice even our own life to seize this offer of life that he gives us. So this Lenten journey of faith is one that's meant to emulate Abraham's in our own circumstances. And for that, we need to be able to trust in his promises. Today's gospel is all about distrust. Those who were standing around Jesus just didn't want to believe his word, no matter how many actions back that word up, no matter how many non-Pharisees were readily accepting Jesus' word, saying, "No one has ever spoken like this man." Today, when Jesus says, swearing an oath, "Whoever keeps my word will never see death." And we need to hold on to that like Abraham did, that our death will just be a passage to an even deeper life. The Jews replied, saying, Now we are sure that you are possessed." In other words, prior to that declaration, we were 99% sure you were mad. But now you've clinched it. And then with their old worldly logic, Abraham died, the prophets died. Are you claiming to be greater than they? In fact, he was claiming to be greater than they, and they dismissed the possibility that anyone could be greater, especially this carpenter from Nazareth. They refused even to consider the possibility. They had already classified and conquered him. They didn't have that trust, the trust that Abraham shows. Yesterday, when Jesus was talking to them about Abraham, he talked about the works of Abraham. That Abraham was one who did the works of faith. And in order to be a true spiritual son of Abraham, they similarly needed to do those acts of faith. And they refused. They refused to make it. He punctuated this by saying, "Abraham, your father rejoiced to see my day." What did he mean? Of course, it's mysterious. He didn't explicate. But the fathers of the church said he would have meant one of three things or all of the above. First, in the resurrection of Sarah's and my reproductive systems, we were anticipating the resurrection of the dead. That God can bring life even to where there's just simply death. Second, he would have rejoiced to see Jesus in the fulfillment of the promise to become the father of many nations, that it would be through his descendant according to the flesh, Jesus, that would be true, that he would bring all nations under Abraham's spiritual fatherhood. Or third, we could see it even anticipated in the sacrifice of Isaac, that Jesus would be the one carrying the wood for the sacrifice. But regardless of what it was, Abraham looked ahead and rejoiced. We already had a little bit of an anticipation of this on the Transfiguration. Sorry, on the second Sunday of Lent, in which we always link Abraham's faith to the Transfiguration. A lot of the times people wonder why those two are connected. Abraham came. Abraham was able to see Jesus' exodus. He was able to anticipate Jesus' own journey through his journey, as Moses and Elijah were discussing. Abraham rejoiced to see Jesus' day. That covenant that God made with Abraham, Jesus come to fulfill even more. The new and eternal covenant in Jesus' blood, God is faithful to forever. As we enter now through the Holy Eucharist into that covenant, let us ask the Lord to grant us the gift of faith like Abraham, so that we will rejoice and be glad in the fulfillment of the day Abraham only saw at a distance. Praise be Jesus Christ.